Okay, so Daf Ches Amud Aleph by the third Mishnah on the page. Ein bein zav haroya shtei riyos l'roya shalosh el karban. There's no difference between a zav. See, a zav is a certain riya comes out of the person, right? So it's a certain type of liquid which we can't identify anymore. But if a zav that sees it twice or three times, the halach is the same by both of them, except el karban. The only difference is the karban. And Rashi just points out that the two riyas here can even be on the same day. It doesn't have to be two days in a row. It could be even on the same day. He has two riyas of zav, or three. Then the halach is going to be the same by a zav. So this is a little different than by a zava, a lady that's a zava. That's just what Rashi's trying to point out. Anyway, so there's no difference between a zav that sees two riyas and three riyas except a karban. Someone, a zav that sees three riyas has to bring a karban, and a zav that sees two riyas does not. Zok the Gemara, Hala inyan mishkav u'moishav u'sfira shiva zav is ashavim. So it's mashma that for mishkav and moishav, which is, for example, if somebody sits on a pile of 10 different pieces of clothing, and he's only touching the top one. The tumah of mishkav and moishav tells you that all of them become tameh with an avatumah. So he's only touching the top one, since he's lying technically or sitting on all of them, they're all supporting him. So then they are going to become tameh, and they're going to become a very strict tumah, which is av hatumah. And sfira shiva is for that he has to count seven nekiim. So if when he stops seeing zav, so he has to count seven zayinikim, and then he can be tivel, and that's it, and it'll be tar. So the Gemara Manani Mili. So how do we know that the zav is equal for Rashi go? Oh, how do we know that they're equal for tumah but they're not equal for karban? The Tanna Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, the Tanna Rabbanan, we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Simai, I'm Mana Hakasav Shtaim Vekaru Tamei, Shalosh Vekaru Tamei. The Pasuk, when the Pasuk says the word Tamei, it's saying it, it's counting twice. Veshki Yazav Mibsarai, Zoivai Tamei Hu. So it says two times Zav when it's talking about Tamei. And then it also says it three times. Shalish v'kar tamei. Then the pasuk says v'zayis tia tamasei b'zayvai, ror b'sarei es zayvai, ayhech t'masarei mi zayvai. So that's three times it says of. So one pasuk it says twice zayvai, and one pasuk it says three times zayvai. And in both times it calls it tamei. Ha ketzad. Shtayim l'tuma u'shalosh l'karban. What would be one pasuk teaching over the other pasuk? Why do they keep saying, right? It's tuma if you have a zav. One pasuk says twice, one pasuk says three times. So it must be that the first pasuk is talking about two times when it says zav, that you're tuma. That's just regular tuma. But the other pasuk that says three times zav has come to tell you that if you see if a zav has three riyas, he's going to be chayav a karban. So the Gemara asks, Ve'emer shtayim l'tuma v'loy l'karban shalish l'karban v'loy l'tuma. Why don't you say that maybe this is what the pasuk's come to tell us, that if a zav sees twice, so then he's tameh, but he does not have to bring a karban. If he sees three times, then he has to bring a karban, but he's not tameh. Maybe that's what the pasuk's coming to tell us. So Gemara says, Amrit actually, Rosh Shalish, Rosh Shalim, how is it possible that someone's going to see three times and he's not going to be Tomei and only going to be Chayav Karban if when a guy sees two times, he's Tomei? Is it possible that before you get to three, you got to get to two? So, of course you have to be Tomei when you see three times also. So that's not a possibility. So now the Gemara says, Ve'emer Shtayim L'Karban V'loy L'Tomei Shalish also Af L'Tomei. Says maybe when a Zav sees two times, so then he's going to be chayav a karban and he's not tamei. And three times, he's even going to be tamei. He's going to be both tamei and he has to bring a karban. So maybe that's what the pasuk's, maybe that's the difference of the pasuk. And therefore, second, if a guy just sees twice, he's not going to be tamei. Moshe says, "Lois takadaita." I wouldn't think that. The Tanya, if a brayso, the pasuk says, "V'chiper halav akoyin lefnei Hashem mizayvay." Mizayvay mixas zavin mevi'in carbon. It's the pasuk talking about the carbon. So it's mashma mizayvay is mashma that only some of the zavim will bring a carbon. Only some of them. And some of them will not bring a carbon. How is that possible? Rosh shalosh mevi shtayim ain't a mevi. If you see three times, then you do bring the carbon. If you see two times, you do not bring the carbon. So that's what this pasuk is coming to tell us. So therefore, I would never think that shtayim is the carbon v'loy l'tuma and shalosh is af l'tuma, because only some of them bring a carbon. Not both. So now it's when it says mizayvay, so it's only talking about one of them, which would make sense that it's the third. The someone that sees three has to bring the carbon and not two. Ayena, I think was ayena ra beis, maybe ra shalish any maybe, maybe fakart, maybe the second person that sees twice has to bring a carbon, and somebody sees three times and not bring a carbon. Maybe that's what the pasuk when it says mizayvay is coming to tell you, that two does bring and three does not bring. So Moshe says, Amrit, you can't say that, because actually Rosh Shalosh, Rosh Tayim, like we said, and before you see three, you got to see two. So if you saw two in your Chayva carbon, for sure, if you saw three, you're going to be Chayva carbon. So it cannot be that two is going to be Chayva carbon and three not, so therefore it has to be that three is Chayva carbon and two is not. So the Gemara says, now, V'itzrach, Rabbi Simai, V'itzrach Mizayva. We need Rabbi Simai, who comes to tell us, right, the first drasha that he said is that the fact that it says twice Zayvay and another pasuk that says three times Zayvay, and you also need the pasuk of a chibur of a kain, right? Why can't you just have one and then we'll be able to learn everything out from one pasuk? So what's the Rabbi Simai? Because if you're just going to learn out from Rabbi Simai's pasuk, have amin kakoshim. If you remember, after we went through Rabbi Simai's chashbin, we were left off with a kasha until we brought this brayso of a chibur of a kain, which the kasha was that maybe two rias you're going to be chayva carbon, you're not going to be tame, and three you're even going to be tame. Maybe if you just have Rav Simai's pasuk, that's what you would end off with. You wouldn't think that two is tame. You just think that two is chayva carbon. So therefore, we need v'chipul of a kain to tell you that the second one's also going to be tame. So kamash melon mizayvay v'im mizayvay, and if I would say just mizayvay, lo yadana kamarias. I wouldn't know how many rias. It just says the chibur of a kain from the Hashem mizayvay. I mean, it's talking about three, four. Somebody has three rias, four rias, five rias, six. How many rias. So comes Rav Simai and says, look at the pasuk. The pasuk, you count the times it says zav. The zav will tell you how many rias the person had. So that's why we need both pesukim. Kamash malon, to Rav Simai. That's why we need both pesukim. And both limudim from Rav Simai and this brayso. V'hash adam mizayvay l'drasha. Now that you're telling me that when the pasuk says mizayvay, it's coming to darshan something and coming to mamayit something. So then we have another pasuk. V'chi yiter hazav mizayvay. My drashtabe. What are you going to darshan from this pasuk? V'chi yiter hazav mizayvay. Then when it becomes tar from his zivas, and he counts seven. The rest of the pasuk says, and he will count 7 days, and he'll wash his clothing and wash his and be tayvel, and he'll be tar. So what's this pasuk going to tell us? How the Gemara says, "Ha'umi bayu lichiratanya." That we need for a different brayso. The pasuk says, "V'chiyiter azav lichisha yifsaik mizayvay." Once he stops his zivos, then he can go ahead and become tar. Mizayvay v'loy mizayvay v'nigay. Meaning that he, when he becomes tahir from his zivas, then he can go be tayvel, and not when he's not, he does not have to become tahir from zivas and his nega. What does it mean, zivas and his nega? It means it's somebody who's a zav and a mitzayra. So if let's say he's a zav and a mitzayra, and his zivas stops, but he still has his nega tzaras. So in this case, you count Zayin Nekiyim from the zivos, and then you can be tayvel and be tahar from your zivos, even though from your nega you're not tahar yet. And then once he gets better from his nega, then he can be tayvel, and right away it will help. Meaning the nega is not going to prevent the tahara from the zivos from taking effect. So then the Gemara says, "Mizayv leiv sefer, limit alzav bal shtei rias shetain sfir shiva." So he says, "Mizayv leiv sefer is coming to tell you that a zav who has two rias has to count zayin akim." So the Gemara asks, "We don't need a pasuk, we don't need a drasha for that." But like, didn't it's a kavachaymer. In matama mishkev u'moishav, we know that a zav that sees two rias is going to be matama mishkev u'moishav. Like we said before, somebody sits on like 10 different begadim. So in matama mishkev lo yeton sfir shiva, we not need to count 7 nakiim. And of course, you're going to have to count zayin nakiim. So the Gemara says, "Shemer Hashem kinegedem techech." No, it's no riot. The fact that you're matam and mishkav and moshav does not automatically put you into the category of needing zayin nekiyim. And the riot is from Shemer Hashem kineged yoyim, because of Shemer Hashem kineged yoyim, right? We said, if let's say you have a zava that sees one of the days of the 11 days after her zayin yimei nida, so the halacha for her is that she's a Shemer Hashem kineged yoyim. She has to watch one day kineged the one day that she saw. So in that case, she's metame shemetame mishkav u'moishav. In that day, she's metame mishkav u'moishav. Ve'ena tu'um esfir shiva. She does not need zayin akim. So you see that we do find the concept that you can be metame mishkav u'moishav, and it's not so chomer that you need to count 7 days. So then va'af at al tesam azeh. So you should not be so wondering about how a zav can be metame mishkav u'moishav, and not need zayin nekiim necessarily. That's why we need the pasuk. Sha'afa pishem etam moshkav lo yihit times for yeshiva. Tama loymer, we have the pasuk mizayva v'sefer. Mixed azayva v'sefer. Limin azav bal shtei riya shetain sfir shiva. So that's coming to teach you that the zav that needs, that has three riyas, needs zayin nekiim. Amalei Rav Papa l'abaya. So now Rav Papa says, "Dabai, maishna hai mizayva demarbi bezav bal shtei riyas, umayishna hai mizayva demarbi bezav shtei riyas." So you have two mizayvas. One mizayva is coming to tell you that mizayva v'sefer is coming to tell you that even a zav that sees two riyas has to count zayin nekiim, and the other mizayva was coming to tell you that only a zava that sees three times is going to be chayv a carbon out of two. So which one is mizayva coming to be mamayid, or is mizayva coming to be marba? If I would think that it's coming to this mizayva v'sefer is coming to be mamayid, so then lishta kramine, let the pasuk just be quiet, and then I would know it does not have zayin nekiim. V'chid, right? You're going to say, well, look, how in the world would you think, how in the world would you know if it would not have a pasuk to tell you that a zav has to count zayin nekiim? V'chid, asim medina shemer asim kineged yoyim. If you're going to say that you should learn it out from like Kavachimer, like we had earlier, that if it's Matam Mishkav and Moshav, then it should for sure need Zayin Akim. You can't say that. Shemer Yisim Kenegidem Techiach, like we said. And if you're going to say that we needed to tell you Mizayva V'loi Minigai, M'kain Lechtev Kravach Yitr Hazav V'lishtoik Mizayva. Just say V'chiyitr Hazav, don't say Mizayva. Lamali, what if this Velishtag Mizaiva Lamali, what if the same Mizaiva Liman Azab Ashtari Shatan Sphere Shiva? So that's what I needed to say, that it will come to be Mechayev Azov to have Zayin Nekiim, even if you just saw two Rias. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Ain bin Mitzaira Muzker, the Mitzaira Muchlut, El Priya or Prima. There's no difference between a Mitzaira who's locked up and a Mitzaira who is Muchlut that he's Tameh. So the difference is like this. Somebody gets a little neg on them, so they call the kayin over, and the kayin comes and looks at him, and he says, "You know, I'm not sure about this, we're going to lock you up for 7 days. Locks him up for 7 days, and then after the 7 days, he comes back and looks at it, and he says, if it looks like it got worse, and it's tummy, then he's going to say, now you're tummy. So mitzayir muzger is a mitzayir that's just locked up during that 7 day period, and the mitzayir mukhlad is someone who the kayin already said, paskin, that this guy's tummy. So there's no difference between the two. Ela priya uprima. The difference is that his begadim have a mitzvah that's mukhlet is more chamer, that his begadim, his clothing has to be ripped, and his roish, his head, has to be parua. Exactly what parua is a machlekes, whether it means that he has to go with let his hair grow, or maybe it just means that you're not allowed to wear anything on your head. So this halacha of priya prima is only negeya by mitzrayim mukhlad, not mitzrayim muskar. Ein bein tar mitaych hezgel, tar mitaych hechlad el taglach zitzbarim. There's no difference between becoming tar from the hezgel, meaning you locked them up for 7 days and then you become tahar. If the kohen comes back and says you're tahar, then you're tahar. So there's no difference between becoming tahar after hesker and becoming tahar after hechlet, right? After ela taglachas v'tziparin, except shaving and bringing the karbanos of the birds. So Gemara says hal in shiluach v'shiluach v'tumah. So shaila whether you go tumah hal in shiluach tumah zev zev shavin. They're both equal, but again shiluach that they have to be sent out chutz l'machana. They're both mitzray musgar and mitzray muchlat have to be sent out from the machana. And all the tumah that's said by Mitzayra is also negeah by both. So now, the Gemara says, Minah Nimili, how do we know that there's no din of priya uprima by a musgar, by a Mitzayra musgar? Maybe the Torah, when the Torah says that it's negeah, that you have to do a priya uprima by a muchlet, then that's the same halacha by a musgar. The Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Hamedrafuna, V'tiyara kaim espachasi, V'chibes begad v'tahir. When the Pasuk's talking about it, Mitzrayim Musgar, it says that the Kohen will become tar, the Kohen will be tahir from his nega, and he will wash his clothing with tahir, and then he will be tahir, which is mashma tahar mi priya uprima mi ikara. He was already tahar from priya uprima earlier, meaning before the Kohen came in with mitahirim, before he washed his clothing, he was already tahar from. Meaning he did not have to do the halachas of priya and prima. That's the drasha from this pasuk. Amalei Rava, or Amar Rava El Mayata, Gabi Zav Dechsev Chivis Begad V'Tahir. So now you're telling me, anytime the pasuk says V'Tahir, it's mashma that he really had this tahara before. So when the Baizav it says that he will wash his clothing to become tahar, Hasa Mai V'Tahir Mei Karika. Baizav, what tahar does he have before? What state of tahara does he have before? Ella tahar hashda milatamik licharis behesed. What it means is he's going to be tahar now from being mitamik licharis behesed by moving a licharis, which a zav would be become mitame. It's going to be tahar. Afal gav the hadur chazi loy mitame lamafreya. Meaning if he goes to the mikvah and he has to wait to see the end of the day to see whether he sees or not. So he went to the mikvah. Now, if he sees, that means that he's tummy the entire time. But let's say after he went to the mikvah, but before he saw again, he moved the klicharis. He caused the klicharis to move. So normally, if he was in his regular state of tumma, it would become tummy. But what happens like this? He went to the mikvah, he moved this klicharis, and then later he had riya. So now do we say that lamafreya, that klicharis, was tummy? So maybe that's what we're coming to say, that a zav will not go backwards. And even though the guy was not technically 100% tar, but since he went to the mikvah and then he moved the klicharis is not going to be tamei, even if later he has another riyah. So hachanami maybe also over here tar hashtam latavi lamafreyas, the same thing when it comes to mitzrayim. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to teach you, and not to tell you that you was tar from priya uprima from before. It's going to tell you the mitzvah also. If he was waiting to become tar, and then there's certain halachas of tumah, so it would not go back l'mafreya between that time. So Alam Rava, so Rava says no. From a different pasuk, mihachav atzeruah shirboi hanega. That the pasuk was talking about the halachas of priya and prima. It says the mitzvah that asherboi hanega misha tzarasai tuluya begufay. Someone whose saras is tully in his guf, meaning when the naga in his guf is tame. Yatzazesh ain't saras tully begufa. Yabba yamim over here, the mitzvah muskur has not been paskin that his naga is tame yet. He is just tame because he has to be locked up for now a few days because that's what the kohen said. So therefore, it would not be negeah for him. The pasuk's mashma only someone who has a real naga. Amalei abaya el meyata kol yamei sher naga boy yitma. So it says all the days of his naga he has to be outside of the machane, and it also says asher naga boy. So now it's mashmavat that only a mitzayra that's a muchlet that's been tameh is that tali begufay who the tain shliach, that he needs to be sent out of the machanas. V'shein sarasa tali begufay in tain shliach. He's not going to be somebody who's a mitzayra that muzgar is not going to have to be sent out of the machanas. Maybe he'll say, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't have to be sent out of the machzav. We have a mishnah that says ain bein mitzrayim muskel mitzrayim muklat ella priya prima halin shliucha tumei biyav shavin. But we said we just had a diak from a mishnah to tell you that it's mashmud ben negei shliuach. They both have the same halacha. So ella malei yemei kol yemei the rabbis mitzrayim muskel shlach. So you're right. The pasuk says yemei. It's in the sense of yemei. It says kol yemei. Kol yemei is coming to include a mitzrayim muskel that he has to be sent out of the machzav. They're not gairis here. He takes out the bach, takes out ihachi taklas. It's probably my time aloi. So we're just going to skip over to ein bein. Ein bein tar mitay chesgal tar mitay chachlat. There's no difference between the tara of a hesgal and tara chachlat. Ela taglachas vitziparim, like we said in the Mishnah. Amar abaya, amar kra. The pasuk says yotza kain luchot samachne vihinei nirpo nega taras. And then he will have to do taglachas and tzipar. Misha tzarasa tuli berufuos. Then he's going to have to bring the shavas here and bring the karbanis of the birds. Yatzazah shein saras tali berfuos el biyam. His saras is not tali berfuos because he never really was a real naga. So therefore, someone who's a mitzrayim musgur is not, doesn't have a real naga, so does not tali in refuos. Is not tali in refuos. So then he does not have to bring a carbon with the birds, and he does not have to shave . That's what the pasuk's talking about, that he has to bring the karbanis and he has to shave.